You're on 761-3330 for another week of Film Listed Fun. Right here and on Hollywood Boulevard, covering this fantastic event. What do you think of this, Dave?
It's incredible. This must be the definition of fanatic.
This is the largest gathering of people of this sort.
They call Star Trek fans Trekkies. What do you call Star Wars fans? What'd you call them?
I don't know what you would call them, but they certainly must have some kind of a name.
Lucasites.
We're here on May 24th, 1983. It's about 3 p.m. right now, and we're anxiously awaiting the opening of Return of the Jedi, and the first screening is going to be early this morning, I believe, on the 25th, and we're going to go around right now and talk to some of these people. Let's go, Dave.
Okay.
La opinión.
How much are you selling it for,
sir? The man selling a Spanish newspaper.
I'm sorry, sir.
Special delivery. Special delivery.
Right to your door, Paul.
Reagan's on the cover. No thanks.
You want it?
No, well, I don't read Spanish. My girlfriend does, but I don't.
It's okay. I'm sorry. Thank
you. Have a nice day. Enjoy yourself down the Rock of Fame here.
Thank you. You too.
Hi. Are you here waiting for Return of the Jedi?
Yeah, I came here all the way from Chicago.
Well, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience to come out here. I was out here on vacation here. I've been here a couple of days. I was staying up here at the hotel, so I just...
You're staying in a hotel. You're not here in line.
No, I'm out here in line now, but I'm staying in a hotel.
So you're going to brave the rigors of Hollywood just to see Return of the Jedi.
Yep.
Well, Hollywood is nothing like Chicago, is it?
No. It's a lot more fun, actually.
Oh, yeah? I understand Chicago, though, has its seedy areas.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's interesting because if you ever... You might want to try this sometime. Take the family out here. You know how you usually go to Disneyland?
Yeah.
Well, instead of going to Disneyland, one night, why don't you, gather the family in a car and bring them to Hollywood Boulevard and roll up your windows and lock your doors just like you would like you were going through Lion Country Safari?
Yeah.
And then show them the boulevard. It's really an interesting sight.
Okay.
Especially along the Sunset Strip.
Okay, yeah. Good luck to you guys.
Thanks for talking to us.
Find me a parking point.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, here we are again talking to another person who knows quite a bit, I've heard, about what's going on here. And your name is?
James Blake.
James, and what is happening here?
What is happening here today, on opening day, is that a great deal of organization has gone into this. And it basically comes down to is that we've heard that there was not going to be a world premiere.
Yeah.
And that, you know, we had heard not much of a big deal for this film, and that
right.
we were going to create it here, and that also we have some friends that will get married in line tonight at 8 o'clock.
Oh, God.
And I've arranged it to have lots of radio stations here and publicity, and we're going to make it very beautiful and nice. And in many ways, it's to say thank you, George, for all the stuff you have given us.
So you're anxiously anticipating Return of the Jedi. Can you do you have any ideas what might be going on in the new Star Wars saga here?
Well, accidentally, Marvel released the comics before. They didn't really release it, but it was sold under the table.
Yeah.
So many of us know the plot already.
Okay.
But that has not in any way distracted from our anticipation of this film.
So is Darth Vader Luke's father?
I'm not going to say.
That's right. Well, we'll just have to find out tonight.
Go ahead. Anybody that's out there that doesn't know, just wait for it and go see it.
Exactly. You heard it here. And you might want to explain that you're not all crazy.
No, we're certainly not.
But there certainly are some crazy people down towards the end of the line, I want to tell you that.
there's quite a few.
Well, hey, it's been a pleasure talking with you, and thanks for giving us the inside scoop here at the UA Egyptian.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, James. Another interesting, weird-looking person. Who are you?
I'm Bob Observatory.
Bob Observatory? It figures you'd be down here. I mean, what is going on? How long have you been here, Bob?
Oh, about 55 hours now.
55 hours, and it's now Tuesday, and we're all anxiously awaiting the countdown of Return of the Jedi. Bob, are you going to put any coverage on your line or what?
Maybe.
And you might want to mention your line in over there in Canoga Park.
Yeah, it's called Observatory. It's an entertainment line, unlike Paul's.
Right.
No, not meaning that Paul's line is not entertaining, but my line did other things that his line does not
do. Mine is a movie line, obviously.
Okay. And our number
is
999-049 to get the input number you call the output number.
I see. So it's one of those trick deals there.
Oh, yeah.
Bob, are you anticipating this film? Obviously, you are.
Yeah, I am. But unfortunately, I don't like a few of the policies here, but I don't know if you want to know about that.
Well, give us the policies anyway.
Well, 20 tickets per person, I think, is quite a bit.
20 tickets per person?
Yeah.
Is that a maximum or a limit?
It's a maximum.
You have to buy 20 tickets per person?
No, but one thing is that you can buy up to, which
right.
I think is a bit too much.
I see. Well, whereabouts in line are you, Bob?
I'm about right around the corner.
So you'll be holding our place this morning?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You heard it here. Thanks to my dearest friend, Bob Observatory. We are going to get to see the Return of the Jedi this morning.
What do you think of the turnout? The people.
I think it's great. You know, I'm getting married in line tonight.
You're one of the people getting married in line.
Yeah. We're going to have the ceremony over here by the George Lucas star that they put in.
All right.
Boy, that's great.
And it's gonna be really fun tonight at 8. You know, because
well, we'll come back for that.
Going to make a whole production out of it.
Great. Thanks for talking with us.
Sure thing.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi.
What is your name?
Jamie.
Jamie
Wendell.
Where did you come from?
Hollywood, but I've
you
been
live
here,
in Hollywood.
Yes, but I've been here since Wednesday at noon.
Last Wednesday. Straight? You haven't had anybody in your place?
Nope, I've been here. Except, wait, occasionally I went home to shower.
Oh, okay.
And once a day, you know.
Wait, I want to ask you, what is it like living out here?
You know, it's actually a lot of fun with these people. They're just like one big happy family. Last night we watched Star Wars and Empire on a TV.
Really?
Yes, and we had a party. And they're like, everybody just gets along so well. Nobody fights or anything.
So you all look out for each other, huh?
We all look out for each other. We've had a few occasions where bums and stuff have tried to come up and molest some of the women, and the guys just get out their little weapons and scare them off.
Get out their lightsabers and their...
Their lightsabers and everything else, yes. Even the Imperial Force and the Rebel Alliance, they both get along together. It's amazing.
Here we've got the perfect harmony, right?
Yes, it's wonderful.
Boy, this is interesting. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, good. We're now. What street are we on? What street is this? How are you? Hey. What street is this, by the way? Nick Madden? Nick something. Well, we're walking up one of the side streets here with all these wonderful people, and we're now anxiously anticipating or waiting another interview. How are you? What are we supposed to be doing?
Yes.
Is there a movie going on here tonight
there
or what?
There certainly is.
Well, tell us, are you anticipating this film?
Yes, I am anticipating. I have been anticipating for 3 years.
3 years?
Yes.
You've been waiting out here for 3 years?
Yes, I have.
Well, that's a long time. Well,
yes.
I got to congratulate you.
Well, thank you very much.
You're amazing.
Thank you. That's what they call me, the amazing Zork. Thank you.
We'll see you tonight, then.
Thank you, sir.
Right. Thank bye-bye. What do you got here? Tell us what you're doing.
Return of the Jedi sketchbooks, an official portfolio. And illustrated edition of Return of the Jedi also.
This is great.
Excellent. It's excellent. They're selling like crazy. Crazy.
How much are you selling these things for?
Not much. $10.65 tax and license, or $6.35 with tax and license also.
Amazing. Oh, my goodness. It's Darth Vader.
Oh, my stars. And they're going like crazy. We work at World Book of News, and we're legit.
Good luck on that one. Good.
I've been out here since Saturday night, and we've been asked a lot of questions by a lot of people doing your similar functions as to you.
Right.
And we'd like to know, what is it that brings people to you to events like this?
Oh, curiosity. Well, we think that a lot of people are out there. How many people cover these things, right? There's a lot of people sitting out there that would like to see what's going on, can't get out of their rocking chairs, what have you. And they're going to want to watch this on the television. They're going to want to hear these over the phones, you know. So we figure that it might be of interest to a lot of the people out there.
And what do you expect from a crowd like this when you come out to cover the event?
Exactly what we're getting now.
All kinds of foolishness.
That's right. Foolishness, and we go back to the studio and we edit it, and then we have a show.
Sounds good to me.
And we leave all the stupid things in, and we leave... No, never
Which
mind.
Is why we come out right. looking like freaks all the time.
No, we're not trying to make you look like freaks. I think it's the networks, the stations that are trying to make you look like freaks. I interviewed James up in the front of the line who told us earlier that you're not freaks, and I realized this, and maybe some of the people here are a little off the wall, but we understand. I'm a big fan myself. I will be here tonight at the screening. I'm a filmmaker and an actor, and I'm looking very forward to seeing this evening.
Okay, thank you very much. You may continue.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, Dave, what do you think?
Oh, this is incredible. This is...
Incredible. They were quite a crowd, and I'm astonished. I really am. So We're going to go over to side two now. You ready, Dave?
I'm ready.
Let's walk over to side two and
all right, we'll take a walk.
Yeah, then find out what's going on.
Well, we've gotten how they feel before they've seen the film now, right,
yeah,
Paul?
Yeah, right.
On side two, we're going to get how they feel after they've seen the film.
That's right, so stay tuned to Paul Mack Presents right here on the Movie Line, 761-3330, coming to you live from Hollywood Boulevard.
Let's go.
Step back from seeing Return of the Jedi, and I'm sure that this week's tape is going to be probably dominated by input on this, but I like to put in my 3 cents. First of all, of course, this movie is done with lots of care, as I was stating last tape. Fantastic movie, first of all. Harrison Ford's given all the best lines. But Mark Hamill, beautiful, beautiful portrayal. This character comes full circle, shows his acting ability. I mean, I'm not saying that it wasn't bad before, but he just shows such complexity with this, with Luke Skywalker and all the things that were going on in his head. I could see them. Just some emotion or a nod or a wink or anything he did, there was so much going on inside of him. It was great. I mean, I don't know if the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences will take note of this and maybe give him a nomination, but I think it's one of the best performances I've seen this year in a film. And overall, it was different than the others. It was great. As probably you'll get a lot of comments saying, oh, it was great, oh, it was great. Little 13-year-olds calling up, oh, wow, I actually liked it. But let's see what else Lucas does and see where he's going to go with the Star Wars sagas. Anyway, it's early morning, and I'm falling asleep. So I don't want you to fall asleep with my elongated comment. But Return of the Jedi is the best of them all, with better performances. Especially by Mark Hamill, and it all comes to a big halt in that. It's fantastic. What else can I tell you? But goodbye for now.
Critics and audiences are crazy about Matt Dillon.
He's cute.
And love Tex.
It's strong. It's encouraging.
Rex Reed calls Tex a major accomplishment in the tradition of Breaking Away and Diner.
Matt Dillon is a wonderful actor.
David Anson in Newsweek says, you don't have to be 16 to be moved by it. Having been 16 will do.
It's not just for teenagers, it's for everybody.
Janet Maslin, New York Times, calls Tex a funny, stirring, enveloping movie. It is a success through and through.
It's very realistic. Matt Dillon's great. He's Tex.
Stephen Schaefer in Us Magazine says, like John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever, in Tex, Dillon creates a hard act to follow.
It was easy to identify with.
Guy Flatley of Cosmopolitan calls Tex a touching, funny film.
I think Tex is great and really good.
Tex, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
And Tex can be seen at theaters everywhere.
That's right, Tex, the motion picture of the film. See it and believe it. With Matt Dillon, girls, get a load of that Matt Dillon. You're going to want to see him, right, Dave?
All girls like him. I don't understand it.
Yeah, well, it's just one of those things. Some of them have it and some of us don't, right, Dave?
Some of us.
Yes, some of us. Coming up on side two, we have a Psycho 2 promo for you. And I saw Psycho, but I didn't get a chance to see the sequel.
You saw Psycho? I saw Psycho 2.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Oh, you saw it. Well, why don't you tell us about it so that we can find out what
it's
about.
Oh, great. Yeah. You know, it was directed by Alfred Hitchcock, you know.
Yeah, and what
else? Well, it's about this guy that thinks he's his mother.
Really?
And, yeah.
Wait. Directed by, you mean the original was directed by Alfred Hitchcock. The new one isn't, though. It has Anthony Perkins in it, but that's the only thing, you know.
Yeah, Anthony, what do you mean the new one?
Yeah, the sequel. It's coming. Dave, Psycho or Psycho 2? What did I ask you?
You said you saw Psycho. I said I saw Psycho 2.
There's a new one coming out. Psycho 2. It's coming out. It's a new film. Didn't you know that?
Psycho 2?
That's right. It opens up June 3rd in theaters everywhere. And boy, Albert would have been proud, I'll tell you.
Oh, I want to go see Psycho 2, too.
I want to see it, too. On side 2, we've got promos. So, what can we do to stall while we're running out of tape? Oh, all I can tell you is that we've got some really interesting opinions and views from all the people at the Egyptian Theater. Weren't they interesting, Dave?
Oh, they were interesting.
And it's exciting. And if we hurry up and make this tape, we'll go see it again tonight.
I want the people to know that we're doing it for them, too.
That's right. We're doing it for you, the good old Dual Face way. Brought to you from the Dual Face Studios here, this tape, and I want to thank Dan's
self-destruction.
Family. Yes.
30 seconds.
And here we go over to side two, doing it for you.
Two.